Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Well, I think here we're now we on the air. I just wonder if the news is on with us.
Oh, boy. Yes, I hear both the news and a couple of things in our headphones this morning.
In my headphone, there is both our show and the news.
That's right. We don't want that. We want our show only.
I hope it's not being broadcast at the same time because then people can't understand what we're saying.
That's right. That's right. So hopefully our engineer will push some buttons there.
Push the appropriate buttons.
Yay!
Blow something up. Do whatever it is you got to do.
No, don't blow anything up.
Only on the other show.
So we're gonna work here without our headphones for just a bit. Welcome to Leading Edge Medicine.
Hooray!
There we go. It's just us now. Woo-hoo!
Oh, good. Okay.
It must have been that. I'm going to blame that cold weather. How about that?
What was? Okay.
I still had a little ice on my drive inside my car and like on the windows because I thought, wow, why isn't that going away? And I touched it. I was like, ooh. Okay.
Cold.
Yes. See, okay.
My wife is one of the few wives I know who washes my car on a regular basis.
Oh.
And I love watching her wash the car in the summertime because she's out there in her hot shorts and she's got her, you know, the music playing loud and she's dancing around the car and washing it and vacuuming it out and making it all pretty for me, which I think is really sweet of her. And I've never asked her to do this in my
Aww.
Life, but she just does it because
she loves you.
Yes. But yesterday, she decided the car needed washing.
Oh, wait a minute. Yesterday with our
17 degrees out in the morning, and she decides the car needs to be washed. Well, the faucet in our garage has hot water and cold water. You can adjust it just like the inside. So she always washes my car with warm water.
Hey.
So she washed the car in 17 degree weather out there, spraying water everywhere. And realized about the time she finished that not only was the car coated in ice,
oops,
the driveway is now a slick skating rink.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Such good intentions. And then all of a sudden, she has a skating rink out there for the Kraken to.
Did you go buy salt for the driveway?
She had me go buy the stuff. She was kind of embarrassed.
And
so I went and bought the snow melt stuff at Fred Meyer and came home and scattered it all over the driveway. Put the car in the garage where it's, you know, 45 degrees. And so at least that's
so much warmer.
The ice melted off. And so I was able to drive in with a ice-free car this morning.
Okay.
There you go. Oh, boy.
What a great story, though.
Did the car slide at all? Are you on an incline with your
The driveway is
bit?
At a significant incline.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's what she was afraid of, is that when I go out in the mornings to, you know, to hit the trail before dawn, you know, that she said, I don't want you to fall and break something on the driveway. Because she said it's a slope and it's solid ice.
Yes. So he gets in the toboggan and slides down the driveway.
That's right. Then go out for a run.
There you go. Yes.
Yes, no.
Well, we all made it in.
Gracious.
Slipping, anyway, sliding in.
That's my story for the
And you're sticking to it, right?
That's a cute story.
Oh, wonderful. Hey, it is Saturday. We're live in the studio. Dr. Jerry Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umat. And here's the number in case you have questions. Let's get that out real quick because the phone lines are wide open for you. 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. And Dr. Umat, you had quite the exciting weekend.
I did.
Going to see your Huskies play.
Yeah, you know, I mean, for us to reach the championship, we have to support the team. And so I was able to, we got the opportunity. I told Jerry, I got to go.
Yes.
I'm going to miss Saturday. Goodbye. Okay.
See you later. Bye.
No. No, I don't easily miss Saturdays. There's always a reason.
There you go. Well, that was a good reason. And yeah. Did you have fun?
It was great. It was the, Houston was a great city.
Show her the picture of you and the face paint and the glitter.
I will.
Oh, boy. Oh, I was hoping there would be something.
I think we ought to put that on the website.
I think so.
Here is Dr. Umat's profile.
That's right.
And use that for your profile picture. You in your Huskies face paint and glitter.
That's true. Yeah. Some of our ladies, though, might get a little concerned this might be a new skin treatment for Bella Medica. They're
I'll have what she's having.
Right.
No, it was
wondering what had you had to drink before you got glittered.
You don't even want to know. And you know, after you stand in the bar line, of course the bar line's always the longest, then my boys come along and they go, "Mom, did you know that you can get two drinks at a time, not just one that you're getting?"
Whoa, yeah.
Oh, I had no idea I could get two drinks at a time. That's all I needed. Oh. Two more.
So the UMAT fam was all huskied out and ready for the game and screaming and yelling. And
yeah, but then we met some friends over there too. It was nice. It was lovely to see the Husky community there. Obviously, Michigan had a bigger showing, but that's okay. But it was wonderful. The whole experience was nice. I was glad to be there. Sorry to hear that we've lost Kalen DeBoer as our head coach now. He's gone to Alabama to take over Nick Saban's place. And then
did you see what he's getting paid?
Yes.
What? Whoa.
Multiples of millions that we couldn't match.
Wow.
You know, it strikes me as kind of odd. You got a university.
Yeah.
The function of the university is supposed to be the expansion and dissemination of knowledge. And the football coaches make more money than the rest of the faculty put together.
Than our tenured professors. Yes.
Yeah, tenured professors at $120,000.
Right.
And you've got, you know, football coaches at $20 million.
Yeah.
I mean, it just kind of boggles my mind. The priorities of the university are just a little skewed.
I agree with you.
Wow.
I agree. I mean, NFL is a completely different ballgame. And then, you know, we lost Pete Carroll this year. And, and the Patriots lost Bill Belichick. So three good coaches and will not be coaching next year for next season. Yeah.
All right. Well, there's our sports recap for you with Dr.
Samira Leading Edge Medicine.
That's right. With the Dr.
That is actually hilarious. Yeah. You have no idea.
Oh, boy. Well, we should talk maybe some medicine today.
Ooh. Can we?
And we've even got a phone call waiting on the line. But let's go ahead and get a quick update. What is going on? I see Dr. Oz and Kelly Clarkson all over the place with their take a gummy and lose 40 pounds in a month.
Oh, like, that's a very timely remark on your part, Lynette, because we do have some way we can help our patients.
But a gummy is not going to do
it. It's not going to do it, and it seems
the problem with the gummies are they're primarily pectin and sugar.
Yeah.
And the active chemicals in them are extremely low dose, unless you're dealing with something like, you know, marijuana, where a little bit goes a long way. Gummies are not going to get you much of anything.
Yeah, it's like, what's going on
out
there?
We looked at gummies for relief factor. You say, oh, people like gummies, let's look at it for relief factor. Yeah, you'd need 27 gummies to match one packet of relief factor. So,
and the problem was, all the sugar.
Well, you just don't have enough to dissolve the active ingredients. You know, you can take a gelatin capsule and stuff 500 milligrams in.
Right.
But with a gummy, you're down around 25 or 30 milligrams of stuff you can put in there.
Okay.
And so, you know, that makes a real difference.
Yeah.
So, I I'm not a big fan of gummies. They're mostly candy.
Yeah. There you go.
And placebo effect.
Yeah, I guess so. It was like, what am I seeing? And Dr. Oz and Kelly Clark, you know, what's all? Yeah. So, but we've got some things going on for the first of the year here at Longevity, and we'll talk about that too.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. You want to take a phone call?
Let's take a phone call.
Let's just dive right in. Let's go to Federal Way. We have John on the line. Hi there, John.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's good to talk to you as always. I've been a longtime patient, Dr. Mixon, for like over 20 years. And
awesome.
It's been a great, great experience. I happened to be in a restaurant yesterday, and it's a Chinese restaurant, and the people there are really, really quite kind. And then we were talking about China, and then I mentioned about your family and the relationship. And as went on, I found out that the couple that are very, very good friends. And it turns out that she's pregnant, and she's heard some stories about having her calcium depleted. And I thought, you know, maybe it might be a good idea to ask you a question. What sort of supplements should she be looking at, and where's a good source to come up with them?
All right. Well, actually, pregnant women are going to get plenty of calcium in their diet if they have a decent diet. Lots and lots of green leafy vegetables. Interestingly, a dark green veggie contains almost as much calcium as 8 ounces of milk. So,
wow.
Yeah. And so, you know, she doesn't have to get really big. The biggest thing is to make sure that her B vitamins and her folic acid are are provided, because that little tiny brain of ours that makes up a tiny fraction of our body mass burns 20% of our energy. And, in a developing baby, to develop all that neural tissue takes an awful lot of B vitamins and omega-3s, because the omega-3s actually make up the cell membranes that constitute the vast majority of the bulk of our brain and peripheral nervous system. There's actually been some studies showing that women who are supplemented with fish oil or high-dose omega-3s during pregnancy have babies that are statistically smarter than the general population.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
Which is, you know, really an important thing to think about, which is why when my wife was pregnant, she swilled fish oil on a regular basis. And you know, and then when our baby was born, she continued to get fish oil, omega-3s, every day of her life, even as an infant. We had this little blender cup thing that we would put in baby spinach and some other veggies, a little bit of yogurt, and throw in some fish oil and blend it up, and she drank that every day.
Wow.
And, you know, the kid, we don't know exactly what her IQ is right now. We know it is somewhere in the top 2% of the country.
Yeah. Wow.
And that was why, because when we had her tested, we were going to send her to a school that only accepts kids in the top 3% of the country.
Wow.
And so at 4, we had to send her off for her IQ test, which is odd. And the psychologist, the PhD psychologist who did her test, said he couldn't give us an exact number. He said he knows that she is in somewhere in the top 2%, maybe in the top 1%, but some of the questions she could only answer in Mandarin, and he doesn't speak Mandarin. because Mandarin was my daughter's first language. And so, so we know she's 145 or above. We don't know exactly where she is. And part of that is, I'm quite sure, the fact that her mother is really smart. And of course,
her dad's not too, not too shabby either with the smarts.
And we, but we took great care during the pregnancy to do everything that science tells me will enhance neurologic development in the fetus.
And I'm pretty sure the genes are a significant part of that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I've done some really stupid things in my life. So if I'm smart, it's just absolute proof that smart people can do really dumb stuff.
Oh, John. Great question.
I have another just a little side question, but maybe I'll send you an email on it.
But, all right.
I'm having trouble finding a Embody machine down here in Arizona. And I was thinking about buying one, but there are so many of them. And the only thing I want to take a look at, really, is the muscle mass. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, okay, we got to take a break, but I'll tell you a little bit about that when we get back.
Yes, John, hang on the line. And Carl, you stay there, too. We'll be right back with more Leading Edge Medicine. And here's the number to get through. Phone lines are open for you at 800-465-8770. We'll be right back.
Hands, touching hands. Reaching out, touching me, touching you.
All together.
Sweet, sweet.
And alive.
There we go. And we're back, Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Mixon, Dr. Umat, and we have John on the line wanting to know about an in-body machine.
Yeah. Well, John, InBody sells a variety of these machines. They've got like five or six different models. But all of their models will do the ratio of fat and muscle in your extremities and your central core. They're just are fancier models that do, you know, better wireless printing and all that sort of thing. So, you know, if you're willing to shell out a couple of grand, you can start with the basic model, or I am willing to bet that Etsy or one of the other resale sites has one that you can probably pick up for a couple of hundred bucks secondhand.
Couple of hundred? I don't think so, Jerry.
You think so with people buying
people
it?
People resell things cheap.
Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe you're right. I haven't looked. Well, okay.
I haven't looked either. I'm guessing.
Okay. So,
all right. Yeah. Is that helpful, John?
It certainly is. And I'm really just looking for the muscle mass.
Yeah,
and
I know.
I've seen some of sale. And it's supposed to put out muscle mass. Do you think that's going to be accurate enough for my use?
I don't know. The reason I went with InBody is they have actually calibrated their device against the immersion, you know, where they put you in a tank of water and stuff and measure your body density. So those machines were developed to be as accurate as the immersion set. And the other brands, I don't know. Okay.
Okay.
So that's why we picked that particular one.
I want to thank you very much for taking my call and keep up the great work.
And John, well, thank you, sir. But I'm glad that you told us why you were worried about neurologic development in pregnancy, because Lynette was really curious. Why is John worried about pregnancy?
Yeah, supplements course, for pregnant women.
You know, and my speculation was, I don't know, maybe he got his girlfriend pregnant.
No, we knew that wasn't the case. And Dr. Umat just left the studio. Oh, John, thank you so much.
Thank you.
What'd
very
you say,
much,
John? All right, sir. You
all
take
right.
care.
Thank
bye
you.
Bye.
This is Leading Edge Medicine. We're taking your calls today. And Dr. Umat here shaking her finger at Dr. Mixon. I'm Lynette.
And I'm her bad boy.
There you go. 800-465-8770 is that number to get through. And the lines are open for you. Headed to Seattle now, we have Carl on the line. Hi there. Good morning, Carl.
Hey, Carl. Carl, speak to us.
Yes, we can hear you. Oh, did Carl take a break?
I don't know. Sounds like he left his phone on.
Radio.
Radio, too.
Yeah. Carl?
He's not nearby.
Okay, hopefully he will get back to the phone, and our producer will let us know as soon as he's here. Okay, so let's go back to updates, things making medical news while we're waiting for Carl to get back.
The biggest medical news is that we have an incredible increase in the number of young people getting cancer, and we don't know why. We're starting to see people with colorectal cancer in their 30s.
Wow.
And, you know, they used to say you had to start screening for that in your 50s. Mm-hmm. Now they move the screening down to the 40s. Mm. But we're seeing people, actually a fair number of people with late stage cancers in their 30s.
Wow.
And a few gastrointestinal cancers popping up in their 20s. Mm. And so, you know, used to be there were children who got cancer for genetic reasons. And then there was cancer was low risk until you got old. Mm-hmm. And age has always been the single biggest risk factor for cancers. But for some reason, it is spreading to a younger and younger population.
Yeah.
Since the 1990s, we've now more than doubled the incidence of cancers in people in their 30s and 40s.
Mm. Oh, I just had a friend lose her husband at 42 of stage 4 renal.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And another, the actor that just died at 42 with appendectomy or appendix type of cancer. I didn't even know that was, it was a big long word. And he was only 42.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a real concern because we don't know the factors.
Yeah.
You know, we know that sedentary lifestyle raises your risk of cancer. Being overweight raises your risk of cancer. You know, smoking, of course, alcohol.
Diet probably too. The charred meats,
But yeah, but we haven't yet nailed it down.
I agree.
And it's really a major concern.
It is a major concern, and you know that's why I think that our whenever we offer the gallery test, it's really very popular. We get a lot of patients that come in to do that early detection for cancer test.
Isn't January Cancer Awareness Month?
February.
Okay.
So we are hosting this again for everybody
in February.
On February 10th. All three clinics, all three locations simultaneously on February 10th. If anybody's interested in doing the gallery test, they can come in. I do request that you call ahead of time to book your appointment.
Oh, yeah.
So we are just ready for you and we've planned your visit.
And the gallery test, for those of you that don't know, is a simple blood test that checks for 50 different cancers. It's a screening test. But if it comes up with any one of 50 different common cancers, then you have to go and get, you know, confirmatory tests.
That's right. And, you know, they're saying that on average, it can really save you 1 year in terms of initiation of symptoms to diagnosis. So where normally, once you start having symptoms, it can take up to a year to diagnosis. The gallery test can save you that time. And so early detection will lead to early diagnosis, will lead to early treatment, will lead to a better prognosis.
Okay. All right, Carl. Let's see if Carl is back near the phone. He was just a minute ago. Okay, let's see if we have Carl from Seattle on the line.
Hey, Carl.
Carl, are you there? Oh, he may have wandered away again. So you know what? Brian is also in Seattle, and he has a question for us, too. Let's go to Brian.
Let's go to Brian, then.
Yep. Hi, Brian.
Hey, hello. Good morning, doctors.
Good morning.
Hey, how can we help you, sir?
A friend of mine had she's been having like some lower abdomen cramps and stuff for a while, and she had to go to the emergency room the other night, and they said she had like a colitis, and they sent her home, of course. And I'm just wondering, like, what food she can eat. They didn't really tell her anything to do about it. So, like, what kind of food she should eat and avoid, and what can she do to have it go away?
Well, that's a great question, but that depends on what sort of colitis we're looking at. I mean, colitis just means inflammation of the colon.
Oh.
Right.
So
that's all we said.
Yeah, it's very nonspecific. And there are transient viral and bacterial episodes of colitis where you get a virus or a bacterium that is in there and it's just irritating the heck out of it, and then your body, you know, overcomes and you recover and everything goes away. And these are generally no specific therapies. Then you've got the more serious forms of colitis, you know, ulcerative colitis, and Crohn's disease. Mm. And these are far more serious problems that can last a lifetime and sometimes require very aggressive immunomodulating sorts of therapies. So we're back to my old saw, first diagnosis, then therapy. I would not want a doctor to simply say, oh, you've got a colitis, goodbye. I want him to set me up with a gastroenterologist and start a workup to tell me what form of colitis do I have so that I know what I can do about it.
Okay, sounds good.
So the next step is, if she is not totally 100% well in a week, get her into a gastroenterologist, okay?
Okay. In the meantime, what food can she have?
Well, again, anything that is absorbed quickly from high in the gut is going to be less irritating for the colon. So, things that are quickly, easily absorbed, soups, broths, that sort of thing. So now you're not sending much of anything down into the colon itself.
Okay.
But, you want to stay away from the real high fiber or irritating sort of foods right now. So she should not be in fibrous salads. That would be a no-no for the moment.
And fruits too, maybe? Mm-hmm. Do fruits bother when you have that type of
whole fruits, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
She can't eat fruits?
Well, I'd stay away from that. I mean, fruit juices are absorbed very quickly from up high. They're mostly fructose and sugar and water. But the whole fruit has a lot of fiber to it.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye, sir.
All right. Bye. Thank you for your call, Brian. And Carl, please call back. Just don't wander away from the phone when we have you on the line.
Don't listen to the radio because there's an 8-second delay.
That's right.
And so when we code you, we want you to be on the phone and ready to
call. Yeah, we don't want to miss out on that. We have that little delay in case somebody gets all excited and starts, using words we can't use.
That's right.
Other than Dr. Mixon, of course.
I actually did that once or twice.
Once or twice. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right now. Phone lines are wide open for you with your questions for Dr. Umat and Dr. Mixon. Here is that number. Call right now at 800-465-8770. We'll be right back.
Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after.
And we're back. And all but me, still standing in the studio.
Yes.
Dr. Jerry Mixon here, Dr. Samira Umat, and Lynette in the studio. And here is the phone number to call, 800-465-8770. Going to Seattle. Good morning, Carl. Hi there.
Yes, I'm here finally.
We're so glad. Welcome.
How can we help you, Carl?
I have a question regarding my wife. She recently had a blood test and cholesterol screening, too. And her cholesterol has spiked quite a bit from the year before. And especially her triglyceride is 467. And her doctor, now thinking about putting her on medication. And I know you are not very much in favor of that medication. Is that something else we can do about?
Well, yes, there are things we do about it, but that's what we do at the clinic. The problem with cholesterol spikes is I don't get too worried if I see one high cholesterol. Because anytime you get a big, big change, the first thing you should do is go back and repeat the test.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure the test was accurate.
Right.
So before you do any intervention, get another cholesterol test to confirm the first one and see to it that it's that is really what it's saying.
Right.
Okay. But cholesterol, about one third of what's in your bloodstream at any given time is from your diet. The other two thirds are from recycling of cholesterol. Your body is using your cholesterol and dumping the byproducts, into your gut, and then you reabsorb them and then you make new cholesterol. So the question is, you know, is this a dietary indiscretion? Had she just had a really big fatty meal or something, you know, within 10 or 12 hours of getting her test? If so, a second test, if she's fasting for 6 or 8 hours, should be significantly lower. Okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, go back, redo it fasting.
Cholesterol.
Go ahead.
What was that, Carl, about cholesterol?
No, cholesterol, it says 270, mm-hmm. and then the triglycerides 467, and the HDL mm-hmm. is 81.
Yeah.
And the LDL?
The HDL. The LDL, no. it says unavailable to calculate.
So it's too high.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Yeah, and the very, very high triglycerides may be interfering with the calculation for the LDL. Mm. Oh, shucky darn. But this is the first time she's had very high cholesterol?
Yes, uh-huh.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, and then we had just had breakfast, and then right after breakfast we went over to the clinic, and about 45 minutes later or 50 minutes later they took the blood test. Yeah.
That's yeah. probably what happened then. It's probably just her fatty meal. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay. So don't get terribly excited at this point. Okay. Go back. Yeah, be okay. fasting this ask, time.
Can I ask another question?
Sure.
What is PAE, prostate artery embolization?
Yes, prostatic arterial embolization. Yeah. That is a way of shrinking the prostate. For people that have a very large prostate and are having difficulty urinating, they run a catheter from your groin in the artery, and they run it into the arterial supply of the prostate and inject a micro foam in there that will plug up a lot of the arteries, the blood vessels that feed the prostate, and then all of that area of the prostate that's had its blood supply cut off will die and shrivel up and go away. And so it's a non-cutting, non-surgical way of reducing the prostate size. And mm-hmm. it works pretty well. There are, obviously, with every procedure, there are potential complications and side effects. You know, the biggest one you worry about is rupturing the arteries as you're threading that catheter all the way from the groin into the prostatic arteries. Doesn't happen often, but, you know, it is a possibility. And if that should happen, then you've got a sudden surgical emergency and somebody's going to go in and repair that arterial bleed. And I guess anytime you put holes in the skin, you're always at some risk of infections and so on. Mm-hmm. But,
yeah.
you know, it's the biggest drawback is that most people for their prostate problems see a urologist, and urologists don't do this procedure. So the procedure is not very popular, not very common, because the doctors who treat 99% of the prostate problems don't do it. The procedure is actually done by procedural radiologists. And almost nobody I know goes to a radiologist for their prostate problems.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a lot of radiologists that have a lot of experience with this.
Mm-hmm.
There is one over at, I think it's at the UW, a Dr. Johnson, that I know has done several. But, and there may be some other people in the area. I just don't know of them.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Mixon.
You're welcome, sir. You take care. Bye-bye.
And all right.
Make sure that driveway is clear.
I'll do my absolute best. That's right.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Carl. You're tuned in to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Samira Umat and Dr. Jerry Mixon. The number to get through on the line is 800-465-8770. We're going to take a ferry now over to Bremerton. We have John on the line. Hi, John.
Hello, John.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you, sir?
I have a question. Yes, sir. I've had a diagnosis on a treadmill that said, you know, okay, have you got a pain now? And I said, yeah. And they said, okay. So they sent that to my primary care doctor, and he said, okay, I'm going to send you to a cardiologist. And the cardiologist said, well, I think you ought to maybe have a stent. And but you could probably take care of it with diet and exercise. Mm-hmm. And so I haven't done the stent, and I've opted for the diet and the exercise with low cholesterol foods and juices and and meditation. And my primary care doctor actually has a book on complementary and alternative procedures that he wrote, and I've been reading that. And my question is, how much credence would you give to one stress test that I need a stent? That seems kind of like a, you know, just based on one stress test, kind of quite a bit of a procedure. Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you want to answer this one or shall I?
Go ahead. Go ahead. It's a great question.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it depends on how clear the stress test is. If when you got chest pain and significant ST segment depression on that EKG they were running while you were exercising, I'd be concerned about that. You know, and so the next step would be to send you off to the cardiologist, and I would expect many cardiologists would either do a radionucleotide study or they would do a more invasive cardiac catheterization to actually look at that artery.
Also depends upon his personal risk factors. If he is a high risk, you know, then you want to jump to treatment right away.
Yep.
Especially if he's had these episodes before, high cholesterol before, family history, personal history.
My cholesterol has been coming down for 9 months. I've had three separate cholesterol tests, and with diet, and it's definitely coming down.
Okay.
So my original primary care doctor, he said, "Well, you're doing better. See me in 3 months." But is there some kind of a heart scan test that can determine anything?
Yes.
Is that something I should ask him to do? Maybe I should ask him if I could do the heart scan test before I dive right into the stent.
Yes, it's an easy test to do. There's very little radiation exposure. It literally takes 1 minute once you're in there to do the test. You're in and out very quickly. And what it does is it shows the radiologist about calcified plaque in the blood supply to the heart.
Mm-hmm. And that,
well,
it's
that
kind
sounds
of
a, good.
Yeah, it's kind of an indirect study. Because it's looking for old calcified plaque. It doesn't show us the fresh new plaque that might give you a heart attack. But if you got a lot of old plaque, it just means statistically you're much higher risk of having new plaque. And there's now some very specialized ultrasound equipment that they can actually run a catheter up into a calcified area and break up the calcification within your cardiac arteries. So, you know, even if you do have a big
stent. Is that the stent?
No. Stent is for the soft.
You're speaking of?
Stent is for the soft plaque. Stent holds open a narrowed area of the artery. But the stents are not efficacious for the calcified plaque, only for the soft plaque.
But, thank you so much for that information. And I enjoy your show, and may the new year bring you good health, happiness, and abundance.
Well, thank you, sir. I greatly appreciate it.
Nice. But, you know, I would still be cautious, Jerry, because he did have ST segment probably changes and chest pain on the stress test.
And that's not just the stress test. That's two indicators.
Yeah.
Pain consistent with the changes on the EKG.
That would concern me.
Yes. Yeah. And the other thing that I would point out is I don't know the book that his primary care doctor wrote, but Dean Ornish, who is a cardiologist I have great faith in, wrote a book on reversing heart disease. And he's got some diet and lifestyle recommendations in his book that I think are excellent. So you might go order Reversing Heart Disease by Dr. Dean Ornish and follow his program very closely.
Very good. Talking about the heart and talking about whatever you would like to discuss with the doctors today. We are live in the studio. We have two doctors, Dr. Samira Umat here and Dr. Jerry Mixon. Phone lines are open and we can take your call. Here's the number to call in. It's 800-465-8770. Taking a quick break and we'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay right there.
And in my heart, you'll always stay forever young, forever young, forever young, forever young. May good fortune be with you.
Oh, Rod Stewart, Forever Young. I remember that song way back when he still... You know, I saw a picture of him at 90-something with a kilt on with his sons, two of his sons and his wife, and still looking good, going good, and doing concerts.
He's 90-something?
90-something.
Really?
I want to say 92, but I'll Google that up.
He's doing concerts at 92?
Wow, still. Yeah, maybe not 150 tours a year, but he's still out there singing.
Sounds good.
There we go. All right, he's doing something. Now, New Year, January, and that seems to be the time of year when people have had all the extra goodies at Christmas, mm-hmm. and they're wanting to make the New Year's resolution.
Yes.
And something at Longevity that we started just a few months ago was helping people with weight loss.
Yeah, well, you know, Dr. Mixon has talked about this for so many months and months and years, literally, about how fat is not just a cosmetic thing. It's actually a health thing. The risk factor with fat for all kinds of diseases increases. We just started the show today talking about how cancer is becoming so prevalent in the young. Well, you know, obesity is also becoming very prevalent in the young and younger, unfortunately. So is that a risk factor? Is that a trigger? Yes, we know for a fact it is.
We do.
We know aging is a risk factor. But we know that fat increases inflammation. Inflammation increases risk for dementia, degenerative joint disease, cancer, cardiac disease, so many other medical problems. And we understand that obesity is not calories in, calories out. It's much, much more complicated than that. And we know people try. Nobody really wants to be overweight, but nonetheless, they don't know how to get rid of the fat once it is there. So after months of thought behind it, a lot of discussion internally, we have formalized a program to treat non-longevity patients as well as longevity patients. Mm-hmm. It's a 3-month commitment only, and we will help you with education material, with supplementation, with exercise options, with how to eat, and also with the medications. There are several programs, and you and your doctor will decide which program you qualify for or which one you are interested in. And then once you make that commitment, then our team will lead you through that pathway, and then they'll troubleshoot with you and help you succeed. They'll provide you with the medications, as I said, and a lot of hands-on support on a weekly basis, should you want it. I was told recently that one gentleman said he did not want to come in weekly, and that's fine, too, if you're confident that you can do it on your own, but touch base with us via phone to let us know how you are doing. So we are here. We want you to succeed. We do have a formalized program for weight management. Come and talk to us about it. It's only a 3-month commitment, and most of our patients so far have been very happy.
That's good. And we've had a lot of our staff try this out as well.
We
and
do indeed.
Good success.
All three clinics have expertise. They have had success. And everybody's been very happy. So it's not something that, you know, we kind of just came up with suddenly. Remember, longevity patients had access to their doctors helping them with weight management all the time.
Right.
What we've done now is said that we can offer this to non-longevity patients, but also for longevity patients, if they really are serious about this, we will charge them as well. Obviously, they will get a discount.
Sure.
And the reason is we are more hands-on. We are offering more advice. And I just feel that when you have skin in the game, you're more likely to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah. And just getting that encouragement each week has got to be a good thing. You know, you see where you are and you find out where you need to be.
Well, and coming in and getting your in-body each week, too.
Yes.
That allows you to actually watch the fat go down, and our goal is not to let muscle go down.
That's right. And so with a lot of weight loss programs, what happens is you lose muscle before you lose fat. The body hangs on to its fat. It wants to save it for a rainy day. It's, remember, it's preparing for disaster, and it will not let go. So it'll get rid of muscle first. And our goal here is to make sure that we prevent muscle loss as much as possible or mitigate it and educate you about what you can do to prevent that. Hence, the in-body becomes important. Yep. And so if you, as you see the numbers come off the scale, remember, it could be just water and muscle first before it's fat. And so you have to be in this for the long haul to make sure the fat comes off as well.
Very good. And there seems to be so many things out there right now.
There are.
Yeah.
And not one will fit all, right?
No.
So that's why I said that first you and your doctor will meet to discuss what is the right option for you. There are several options. And then we will help you on that journey, no matter what you choose, with your physician. It depends upon your current health, your past health, your personal goals, your other medical issues, and what commitment you're willing to make, honestly. Because if you say, well, you know, I can do this on my own, I just want you to supervise, well, we have something for that too. But if you go, no, I really do need your support, I want to come in every week, help me do this, which is what I think most people should do, just because they learn so much more, not just about how to lose it, but remember, your goal is to maintain the loss once the program is finished. Because therein lies the big problem. A lot of times people will lose the weight, their metabolic pathways will slow down, and they come off of the program and they regain most of the weight within a year or less.
So if they haven't made these adjustments and changes to their lifestyle.
Right, exactly. And so we want to help them succeed for the long haul, because our whole premise is be better tomorrow than you are today. Mm-hmm. We want you to succeed and we want to help you succeed.
Very good. Dr. Umac, any particular thing that people listening right now that are not patients of Longevity can ask for when they call us up? Or just say weight management program.
Yeah, it's a weight management program. Just ask for the appointment. It's a $200 consult. Mm-hmm. But there's a 1 hour. You're going to meet with the medical assistant. You're going to meet with the doctor. If you decide to proceed, we will draw blood the same day so that we can begin your program. We do want a baseline, and we're ready to start. And what I told the team was, when people come in motivated, they want to start today. They don't want to wait
true.
For tomorrow.
Yes.
They don't want the lab test to come back. They don't want this. They don't want that. You know, if you're committed, well, we're ready. We are here and ready, and we've done it, and our teams are successful, and we're happy to share the knowledge with non-longevity patients. Longevity patients have access to all of this already. Their program will be a little bit cheaper, but they will also have to pay a little extra for these three weight management options that we have.
Very good. And here is the number to call to get started in this new year and make your appointment for weight management, whether you are a longevity patient or non-longevity patient. The number is 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. You can also go to our website for details to make that appointment at lmclinic.com. Now, those are also the same numbers that we encourage folks to call for the health analysis that we're still doing for free right now.
That is right. And that is a distinction, and that's already come up.
Yes.
As I thought it would. So the health analysis appointments are completely free. You come on in, we will do an in-body for you. They will do a blood test to look at what your risk for prediabetes is. And then you will meet with a physician who will go over what you can expect in our program. You can still walk away and say no thank you, or you can say, oh, hey, yes, I am interested and I want to proceed. And then you do a blood test, $595, and then we will spend 1 hour and review that with you. But remember, that is a longer 1 year commitment. But if your goal is just to lose weight, then you don't need to do that. You can just do the weight management. I feel there'll be a lot of overlap.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a lot of patients will want some combination of the two. And my hope is that once you start one of the programs, whichever one it may be, you will then invest in the other one as well. Mm-hmm. So if you're coming in just for weight because you don't want to make a one whole year commitment, you don't want this, you don't want that, that's fine. Just mm-hmm. come on in, get started,
yep.
get to your goal weight. And once you have achieved success, you know, you can come back for something different. We offer so many different things. But at least you'll know who we are, where we are. And if you think about us, you can come back. If you go, you know what, I want to continue, but I want to do this now. Well, we have that too. So
yep,
we will offer you. And you'll learn more in the process. So over the 3 months, you'll get to know us. You'll know what are the other things we offer. Not everything requires you to make a one-year commitment. Mm-hmm. Bella Medica has so many services that you can just come on in for as a non-patient. We also offer IV therapies. We offer vitamin injections. There's so many other things that we do. So you'll learn more about us. And whenever you feel that you are ready for the next step, well, we'll be here for you. So
you
whichever route you want to go, just take the plunge. Come on in. We're here to help you succeed.
Oh, very good. Dr. Umat, yes. Here is the phone number to call. Again, if you'd like to sign up for the weight management, whether you are a patient at Longevity or a non-patient, it's 866-86. A little tickle there. 866-86-YOUNG or lmclinic.com. Okay, Dr. Mixon, we've got a few minutes here waiting for that next phone call.
Oh, dear. Why?
Annette's got a tickle in her throat.
That's right.
There we go.
Okay. Well, do you want to tell them about Galleri? Because we just
Yeah, let's talk about the Galleri test coming up in February.
Yeah, February 10th.
Yes, this will be, what, our third round of Galleri, I think.
Yes. I've lost count, Jerry.
Yeah. Galleri is an interesting test. It's a blood test that actually will screen you for 50 different common cancers. Now, it's better for some than others, but it's the best screening test we've got right now for a large number of cancers with one test. It's about $1,200 or so it's about $25 per test or per cancer. So, you know, if you break it down that way, $25 for each of 50 cancers is $1,250, I guess. Mm. So it sounds like a fair bit, but if we can discover a cancer years before it's otherwise discovered, that is critically important. It may well save your life. And we have had some positive tests. We are finding some cancers in some people. So, you know, it's a real lifesaver.
It really is. We started offering it when my first patient who did the test told me that he was worried about colon cancer because it ran in his family, but he was over 80, and the doctor basically said he did not qualify for a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
And so he was our first patient. He is negative, still with us, still doing great, absolutely wonderful gentleman. But the point is, it put his mind at ease. The ability to do a test that will identify very early if there is any DNA changes that are markers for cancer. And this test is particularly good for some cancers that are detected very late and that there is no screening for, like pancreatic cancer, like GI mm-hmm. cancers. And so if there is any reason for you to be worried, with either it's a family history or a personal history, and you really want to know, then this is the way to go. And February being Cancer Awareness Month, we will offer it in all three clinics simultaneously on February 10th in the morning, but you do have to call to book your appointment. And then I would also suggest that you do the health analysis blood draw at the same time, because you'll learn so much more about not just basic labs, but we're going to do my DNA age test as well, and that will tell you a little bit about your biological versus chronological aging, methylation processes, epimetabolic index. And so we'll combine all of it together and give you a better idea of where you stand. And so as you begin 2024, make this your year. Mm-hmm. Make this the best year of your health and do all you can and be proactive. Remember, it is well within your grasp today.
Very good. Okay, and here's the number to call for the weight management or for that gallery test. You do need to have an appointment for this. And again, the date is February 10th at all three locations in Linwood, Kirkland, and Tacoma. Again, that's February the 10th for the gallery test. We're going to go to break right now. We will be back with more of your Leading Edge Medicine. And I'm going to, yeah, I got a little tickle in my throat there. Nice. Thank you for rescuing me. Yes, we'll be back with more of your questions. The phone lines are open if you have a question for the doctors. 800-465-8770. We'll be right back.